This is the National Public Broadcast of W.G. Mohammed, Muslim American Society leader. The following lecture was held Wednesday, February the 6th, the year 2002, at First Presbyterian Church in Durham, North Carolina, at a special leadership luncheon, and now Imam Mohammed.
Good morning, and as Muslims greet, peace be unto you, assalamu alaikum. They had that foot tall fellow around that. In a few minutes, I would like to introduce ourselves to you who know us and you who don't know us in the way we want to be received. We understand our religion when we study it as students of religion. We understand our religion to be a complement to our original creation that God gave the first parent, Adam, before he lost it to the invitation of the serpent, or the invitation of the Satan, or Shaitan, we say in our religion. And I understand that God wants for Muslims unity with all good people. Our religion says that we are one family, just as your religion says we are one family, human beings, one family in humanity. And just like Christians know that the human that God created us to be is not necessarily the human that we are. So we have a model of the human being that God created us to be. It's mystified in Christianity, but it's more openly given or expressed or communicated in Islam. Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, the last prophet, we think of him as the last prophet, didn't come to interrupt or disagree with the line of prophecy and scripture that was before Muhammad, peace be on him, and the prophet, and before Islam, as we know Islam in the world. God says in our holy book that the community of human beings was originally one community, and this again is referring to the scriptural picture of the creation of man and the beginning of mankind as a family on this planet Earth. Bible, I'm a student of the Bible also. Bible says, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. I believe that has reference to many great ideas and concerns in religion, but I think it has more importantly a reference to the beginning of the human community, that we begin as one family, and in the end we shall be one family. And I believe that there's no time in the history of religion better than this present time for us to address that need, for us to be one family of human beings on this planet Earth. We are not here in America, those who are with me in my association, we are not here to convert good people from their life that they are already established in. We want good people to stay in the good life that they are in. We don't want to disturb you, because disturbing you may make you a worse human being than you would be if we didn't disturb you. So Muhammad the prophet, prayers and peace be on him and the servants of God, he took the same position. We follow his tradition. We follow him in what he did. He took the same position. He didn't come to bring good Christians from Christianity or good Jews from Judaism. And the proof of that is the presence of Orthodox Christianity right now in places like Egypt and Turkey and many other places where Muslims are the great majority and they're in the control of the government. Those churches have survived till now, and they will never be bothered by Muslims. Are disturbed by Muslims. On the contrary, Prophet Muhammad insisted that Muslim society, if it had Christian churches in there, that we be obligated to protect those churches against deranged people, extremists, or people who just don't respect sacred things. He obligated Muslims to protect those places and their sacredness from those who would disrespect that sacredness. Also, in America, we take the same position that churches and mosques should live peacefully beside each other and should respect each other, should be friends of each other. And I'm happy to say to you that with the incident on September 11th, after that incident, many of our imams got calls from Christian leaders, African-American Christian leaders, saying that we know what has happened and we want you to know that we are your friends. If you need us for anything, call on us. So we are one people in humanity, and God has not sent Islam to do away with Christianity, although many of the scholars of Islam, because of the damage to their psyche by the Crusades, the troubles of the Crusades for centuries, conflict between what they made the cross and the crescent. Muhammad didn't even know of a crescent. Later, centuries later, they introduced the crescent to say that the crescent is our symbol against the cross. That was a deviation from what Muhammad the Prophet, Islam, really wants for us. And I think many of our scholars today are realizing that, and they trying to correct the picture that Muslims have of Christianity and our relationship, what our relationship should be with the good Christian society of the world. And lastly, I want to say that we want to communicate to our African Christian brothers and sisters, who are our immediate neighbors, that what you base your dignity upon is the same thing that we base our dignity upon, and the same thing that the founding fathers of this great nation based human dignity upon. And I'll give you the words. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And government cannot take away those rights or give us our dignity. Government supports it. Thank you.
We're gonna watch over your lunch. It's not gonna go away. I promise you. We're gonna get
your heart pulled away from Ruth's
chicken. All right. The Honorable Wallace G. Muhammad has been gracious enough to agree to answer questions. And if you would like to ask him questions about anything he said or about anything you want to know about the American Muslim Society, please feel free. This is your chance to ask questions or to make comments. Yes, James.
You have that idea of trying to work for a woman but what do you know we can do to move to a high female eternal?
Have more occasions like this for the better minds and the better characters in the leadership of our people to meet. And we can do it together.
Other questions?
I I don't know if you knew this, but I'm a conservative. I vote as a Democrat, but I'm a conservative. And I don't like too much involvement of government in our life, no more than what's necessary. Yes. So I think government should know that whether you're rich or poor, if you're the man that God created, you want the same dignity, the same respect, and the same freedom. We don't want handouts. We don't want welfare. We want human dignity. And to give us that, we have to have more support for full employment of people. More money has to be invested in industry, in business, to make opportunities, more opportunities for all of us who want employment to have employment. Yes. Well, I admire and appreciate President Bush for mainly for two things that he has done or said. One is that the true picture of Islam is not terrorism. It's not the picture that we see of the terrorists. And the second one is that he is behind, he supports faith-based communities, having a partnership with big business, our business, and government. I think that that's where we can meet and work together, and I think that's the future. You know, we can't do it alone. We have to do it together.